It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult today. If your windows leak, get foggy or hot, or you're paying high utility bills, that's a big deal. With Window Nation's semi-annual sale, you can replace your windows and save a big deal too. Schedule a no-obligation in-home estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some quick hitters.
One thing
birds.
I do want to make sure we get into is injuries.
I was just about to go to Avante.
Boom. Same
just
page.
Trust me. Come on, man. I
well,
got you.
I couldn't
you.
Tell if you were going back
gotcha,
to the topic.
Buddy. I got you. I got you.
Where's that from?
I got you, bro. That's what it's from. It's Howie Roseman.
It's Howie. I got you.
I got yeah. you, bro.
That was he talking to Angelo?
Angelo.
Yeah.
I got you, bro.
Yeah.
And he did. He had him.
He did
know,
well.
Not a lie. No, that was right. That was right before it all got great. Howie
oh, was it?
Me.
Okay.
Oh, that
all
was
right.
like Howie calling his shot. Speaking of Howie, gonna have to get on the horn.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
That
see,
was
I
good.
Told you I'm a pro. Just
yeah,
trust me.
That was good.
The Avante one. Look, we'll get. It seems like we'll get to the other injuries. Nick, you know, seemingly positive as much as you could ask for. Kind of saying they all have a chance to play.
My guess is Reed plays, Kenny plays.
Yeah, yeah, I think that, you know, it seems like the concussion guys, that's protocol, but
right.
I would guess Bradbury's back by now, all that stuff. But, you know, the Avante injury is that is the most impactful thing for me in a neck. Again, there's a lot of positives. We've talked about Jalen Carter and all this stuff. There's negatives, obviously, that you know, everyone's talking about. The biggest negative for me through these two games by far is the Avante injury.
Yeah, so what sucks about the Avante thing is he is hurt a lot. So they're
all
like
all the time.
They are used to it.
And he's also really good when he's on the
field. He's really, really good.
Like again, I thought he was one of the best players on the football
and
field for that quarter until he got hurt.
What's impressive about Avante is he misses time, but he comes back and plays good right away, which is really hard to do. So it is just it's a huge shame.
Yeah,
like he's a great player.
He seems like
he's young
teams,
in his
I've
career.
Met him. He's a wonderful guy.
Very nice guy.
Yeah.
Like it's just very disappointing that he's dealing with this. From the team's perspective. Now, look, maybe he'll come back at the end of the year, and to what I just said, like, he does play well when he comes back.
Yeah.
So if he's ready before the first week of the playoffs, like, yeah, I'm putting him out there.
Me too.
Depending
it's
on
one
what
of those
happens
things. We do that all
there.
The time. We're like, oh, but would you put him on the field without
right.
any time?
You're
right. He can
yeah.
just pop back in, it feels like.
So what are they going to do? I think they have a couple options. One, they could just put Mario Goodrich in there. On the Eagles' offensive line, they like to not move a bunch of people around if they don't have to. I don't know how they'll handle that in the secondary, but they could put Mario Goodrich there. I thought he was okay against the Vikings, all things considered. Give him a bunch of snaps. You're about to play Baker, you know, Matthew Stafford, who's played better, but they don't have a ton of talent there. Zach Wilson. Like, you have games coming up where you think, you know, he could adjust to being in there. So there's a Mario Goodrich option. The other one is you move James Bradbury to the inside and you start Josh Jobe on the outside. If they do that, though, they're then without their top backup on the outside. So maybe then you sign somebody. They worked out William Jackson, who's always played on the outside. That could be it. I'd like to say, if Bradbury moves to the inside and plays nickel, I think it's very similar to Bryce moving to first base. Like, Bradbury doesn't have to do it. He's all pro on the outside. He has the clout to say no. And I respect him for doing it, much like I respect Bryce for being
sure.
willing to go
it's
play first base.
It's interesting. I think the difference is that Bryce had no other option to play the field. Bryce was either DHing or not playing the field. So Bryce's case... Whereas Bradbury, it's like, all right, you can stay at outside corner. You can, you know.
The similarity for me is athletes of that level don't have to do things they don't want to do.
I agree.
And I know Bryce wanted to play the field, but he'd never done it before, so I thought it was a selfless move.
Look, he just got paid.
Yeah.
You know.
I thought it was a selfless move.
He's trying to make up for the holding call.
I get it, and
we appreciate it.
And I think Bradbury doing it, I think Bradbury doing it would be a solid move.
It would be. It's great.
I would not do it. Like, I would keep him on the outside. I'd keep Slay on the outside.
So that was where I was
going. And I would put Mario Goodrich in there and see how it works out.
I'm 100% with you. Like, look, I'm sure James Bradbury can play the slot well, but like, I know he's awesome on the outside.
Well, and also, the slot receivers are
still... how many slot receivers are you that concerned about? If there's a team you're going up against where the slot receiver is either the best or second best weapon, just move Bradbury in the slot for that game if you have
to. Well, and also, like, it depends on the matchup. Bradbury is very good on the outside. I don't know how Bradbury is in the over the middle
that's
of the field
point.
With space.
I'm saying I know he's
small...
great on the outside. I have no idea what he can do in the slot.
I think Bradbury is someone that's physical and, like, uses the sideline.
I'm very with you. I just get... So, Job can't play inside at all?
I didn't see him take reps there in training camp.
If nothing
else,
I would start cross-training him there, and I would play Goodrich. That's what
I would
do.
Go with Goodrich.
And look, I would work guys out in slot corner, too, you know?
I respect Eagles fans still tweeting about Craven LeBlanc.
Oh, yeah, I love that guy.
Like,
shout out to Craven.
It's a major shout-out. It's like saying they have an injured corner. Let's go. I mean, quarterback. Let's go get G.J. Kenny. Who's doing well in
the
Texas as a coach.
He's doing great.
But I think it's definitely a major loss. Like, their secondary, I mean, now five of the three corners and the two safeties, three are a question mark. It's not good.
Yeah. So you're saying you think buying chips
Reed,
a question mark?
Reed is a question mark. He's barely starting the NFL.
I think he's a question mark.
Got beat for a touchdown the first
week. I think he's like, I don't think he's a question. I think he's got a, like, I don't think he's going to be horrible. It's the point. I think he's not a question mark.
He is not proven.
No, he's not proven. But I think he's an NFL player, like, is my point. I don't know if he's a good NFL player or not, but I think he's an NFL player.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it could be that of the five slots where last year you got really good
player. The others, I don't know if they're NFL players. That's the issue. Or if they can hang on an NFL.
I agree with that.
I don't think Reed Blankenship is a disaster. I'm saying the others might be. I don't think they're going to be necessarily, but they could be.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, well, real quick, and again, you know, I know we don't have a ton of time.
Right.
So, what about Keeley and Ricks?
Going inside, you're saying?
Or just playing,
period. I like Eli Ricks. Keeley, I would like him better on the outside. I didn't see either of them take reps there in training camp, is what I would say.
Well,
so,
again, to your Bradbury point, could Ringo, like, I mean, you if you're putting Job out there.
I think Ricks would go in before Keeley
okay,
on the
wow.
outside. As of right now, I think Ricks played better. Ricks got some snaps.
Yeah, he did.
Against the Vikings. So I think you could see Eli Ricks potentially get some more snaps. But yeah, I mean, Tampa has really good receivers. So it is a concern. Now, I think Bradbury would match up really well with Mike Evans, too, like physically.
Yeah. Oh, I agree with that, too. But yeah, it's definitely an issue. All right. Any of the other injuries you're concerned about at all? I mean,
nothing
long term. Maybe there's a guy out for Tampa.
I think the interesting thing will be
the Quez hamstring.
Quez hamstring, but. Doesn't feel like a big deal to me.
No. I'm just saying it could linger.
Yeah. I think the interesting part against Tampa will be, like, who gets the majority of the carries.
Of course
it is. If Penny's up, like, who's...
Of course. It's going to be fascinating, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's safe to say that Penny will be deactivated if Boston and Kenny are good. I think it's clear that the pecking order is Swift and Kenny and then Scott. And in some order, we don't know exactly who's the lead guy when they're... I find it hard to believe that DeAndre Swift will not get at least the bulk of the rushing work.
Agreed.
I mean, the city might riot.
So,
I do think Kenny, again, I thought Kenny was better in week 1 than you. And I do think the one thing that
And they clearly like Kenny
yes,
a lot.
Yes, well, and I think part of the reason why we're all like, whoa, how could they ever look at him? And, like, there is, I mean, we always talk about it and then we just forget to talk about it and stuff, but like, I think Kenny's a lot better in pass protection than DeAndre is. DeAndre might be a liability in pass protection, and in that case, like, that is something. That is a reason that teams play a less talented running back over another guy if he can't. So, like, that's at least something I'm throwing out to give the coaches a little benefit of the doubt potentially.
Agreed. I agree with that. I had something I was going to say, and now I forget it. It was about the – I don't think they'll do this, but if I was Nick and Howie, I almost just might want to cut Rashad Penny – just because, like, the amount of questions about the fourth running back and the obsession with how much he's playing. And I wonder from his perspective on a contract year, if you're just better off going with somebody else and letting him, like,
maybe, I don't know.
I don't think they would do it for that reason, but I do wonder if internally the Eagles are like, why all the Rashad
I think
Penny
it
questions?
Really depends on if they think Penny's going to get his full burst back, and if they think that, you know, this is something where the further we get away from this injury, the more he's getting faster. And he, you know, I think that we'll see. We'll see. But I get your point. It is a lot of talk about the fourth running back, especially when
you never get these questions in
where I think we all agree, you know, at least from what the coaches have shown us, the other three guys are ahead of him on the depth chart. All right. We'll get to final thoughts in a sec. Is there anything else? Obviously, Eagles Bucks, like, not a ton of preview for this. We haven't done, like, normally you would go through all the matchup and stuff, but your read on the 2-0 Bucks. How about that?
I think it's a game the Eagles should win.
Of course.
They're 6.5 point favorite. I don't think it's a tough spot. Yeah. I don't think, like, look, they're 2-0.
I think it's the opposite of tough spot. They're going to, they have
11 days
to go down and face an inferior. And again, I do think, and I said this to you in the preseason, when we talked about the division odds, I was like, hey, I'm just saying, it wouldn't be, and I don't think they're going to win the division.
No, but
it wouldn't be the craziest thing ever if Baker wasn't a disaster, and they have some talent. Like, they got some dudes on defense who are good football players.
I think the Eagles should smash
them. I agree. I agree with you. They should go down and beat
them. This would be a game where if it was, like, they're trailing or close and it's ugly, like, where I would start to, my antenna would start to go up a little bit more that, like, yeah, they're 3-0, but they're really not playing.
Yeah,
well. I think they should go down there and
win. I can't
be
there yet, but I get your point, and it's certainly a game where I expect them to look much better.
Yeah.
That, you know, they've not ever played great in Tampa. You know,
it's
it feels
a good point,
like,
actually. They've lost the last two games there.
It just feels like
and the
there's
Todd
something
Bowles
about the
mugginess
and
Jaylen.
The heat and the Todd Bowles. You mentioned that, and that could go either way.
It'll be nighttime, though.
Yeah. Oh, duh, it'll be nighttime, but it still could be muggy.
It'll be hot.
But yeah, not too bad. But yeah, the look that he can't read stuff, that game in Tampa you brought up last time, I think it's a fascinating kind of addendum to this game where Jalen's gone from then, and for him to, it's almost poetic in a lot of ways for him to have struggled in the first two games to head into this Tampa game where it's like, you know, for like you said it, like the first two games he looked more like the Jalen from 2021 than the Jalen from last year. So yeah,
I'm sure that clip of them saying he can't read
has been
will be played on the broadcast too.
Yes, and for sure.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is one of those where you hope it, you know, Jalen's like, all right, screw this, and it gets the season going and kind of exercises
be a jumping off point.
Those demons. All right. Anything else on the game before we get to my thoughts?
No.
Okay. And remember, Bet Parks Picks Pod will be coming out tomorrow, whenever this is. Again,
it'll be coming out.
We're recording them early,
you will
but you will have it. So we'll go through all the games and I'm sure talk a little more birds.